Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, so this is the headline. Florida mom hits son with car, says she was aiming for the children fighting him. A Miami woman was arrested after hitting her son with her car while attempting to hit two other children, according to police. According to an arrest report obtained by NBC affiliate WTVJ, Quantavia Samuel was arrested on Monday, charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. She told police that her son called to say he was being jumped. One of the attackers was armed. She got into her Toyota RAV4 and drove over to the fight and wanted to drive over the fighters. The son told the police that the other juveniles ran off after she hit him with her SUV. She followed them to her home, but the altercation ended there. He had leg and hip pain. He was taken to a Miami hospital for treatment. She told police that she didn't mean to hit her son. She said, "I was trying to get them off my son. I was aiming for the other kids." And apparently the other kid was not actually armed, but DPS was called. So, man, that's... Oh, I tell you, I'm made of some parenting advice on this, but no, officer, I meant to hit the other kids. So check this out. So this Polk County pest control worker exposed himself to customers. This was in Tampa. He comes out. They were inside the home, according to deputies. Tyler Mountain, 27, was arrested. A 76-year-old woman reported him for exposing himself. So he was working with this pest control company. He was giving the women an estimate for pest control work. And when he was looking in the bathroom, came out of the bathroom with his genitals exposed and telling them, "My zipper's broken and I need help." Are you kidding me? So immediately they called police. And apparently this was the second time he was accused of exposing himself to customers. So he was fired, and he should have been fired at the first time. How was he working the first? Right. And so he was arrested. Sheriff Grady Judd said that his behavior was disgusting and predatory. I'm just like, how he worked with this company called Massey Services. I'm like, how is he still working there if he already had a complaint for doing this before? I don't know. I've got some questions. You want to talk about? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And I believe our friend Larry sent this to us. A Miami woman stabbed her boyfriend in the eye with a rabies needle for looking at other women. Whew, that'll do it. Police arrested a Miami woman on aggravated battery charges over the weekend after they said she stabbed her boyfriend in the eye with a hypodermic needle during a domestic dispute. According to the arrest report, Sandra Jimenez, 44, and her boyfriend of 8 years had been going in an ongoing argument about him looking at other women that clearly escalated. When the couple arrived outside their home, the argument got physical. The police report says the man went to lay down on the couch. She jumped on top of him with two rabies needles that were for their dogs and stabbed him in the right eye. Then, realizing what she had done, she left. She was jailed on $7,500 bond after judge found probable cause to charge her with a second-degree felony. So if you're dating this chick, don't be looking at no other women. She'll stab you in the eye. Hillsdale College, great partner for us. So many of our colleges and universities, as you might have discovered, talking to like anybody who is a status supporter at your Thanksgiving table. You might have known a lot of how much do college kids actually learn? I mean, clearly we're seeing that they don't really learn how to think critically, but they do learn a lot about critical race theory. And so Hillsdale has been working to combat that. I mean, they were founded in 1844. It is a small Christian classical liberal arts college in Southern Michigan. They're all about the pursuit of truth and defense of liberty. They actually understand the importance of education to liberty. And so to that effect, they really work to protect open debate, honest and open debate, the ability of students to ask questions, freely ask questions and pursue their curiosity to understand these subjects and to search for truth together within their professions. They have a short video up online. It's at dana4hillsdale.com that shows you how Hillsdale's work is effective in defending American liberty, not just on its Michigan and D.C. campuses, but around the country. And they are all about educating everyone, regardless of whatever political. It has nothing to do with any kind of political identities, because everyone is the same at Hillsdale. They only care about character and merit. That's it. To learn more about the mission of Hillsdale College, visit Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. Hillsdale College, developing minds, improving hearts. This is actually a wild story. So this has to do with this kid. I was looking for his age in my notes, and it's sad. This guy blocked me. The guy who wrote this piece, I don't have Twitter pulled up for some reason. Is that good or bad? The guy who wrote this piece, right? He immediately blocked me. I'm not making this up. So let's start with this. His name is Karen. His name is Karen.
Wow.
Karen Phillips. That's his actual name. Not making it up. So this dude, right? This Karen dude, he writes this story where he goes after this kid. Here's the headline. The headline, and it got community noted and ratioed six ways to Sunday. And I was on a tear about this last night. Deadspin tweeted, the NFL needs to speak out against the Kansas City Chiefs fan in blackface and a native headdress. And it's literally a little kid. Now, here's what they did that was incredibly disingenuous. He had his face painted Chiefs colors. And they did community note it. They showed that his face was painted black and red. He's in the Chiefs jersey. And he has the headdress on. This kid, I mean, this kid's like what? Maybe he looks like he's 8 or 9.
Yeah, 10 years old.
Yeah, he's a little kid. And Karen Phillips, who is a big giant coward, when everybody went at him, he started blocking them like crazy. He's wearing face paint that matches the team's colors. He's a super fan. And because I know race is incredibly important to the left, he's an adult black male who's going after a young white male. And that's very important to the left. They have to know before they can demonstrate any kind of caring about anything. They have to know. So they don't care because it involves a young white male. But his name's Karen. I just can't. It's the most I've never seen a male who's been so appropriately named in my life, in my ever loving life. So he goes after this kid, and he's like, and the way that the headline is written, it almost sounds, he's just like, oh, it's a Kansas City Chiefs fan. The first thing that comes to your mind is that, oh, there's an adult guy out there, an adult who did something horrible, right? That's the first thing. If you don't see the photo, if you don't see any other context, the first seed in your mind is that, oh, this is probably an adult. Then when you see the photo, they specifically only showed one side of the kid's face in the photo. They ran with the photos on Deadspin, and they didn't include any other photos of the kid. His face is half red, half black. He's painted in his team's colors. And they presented it as he was in blackface. How is that not defamation? How in the world is that not defamation? This is how he started the article. You're going to need to grab on something. You're going to need to hold on something. Here's how Karen started the article. Quote, it takes a lot of disrespect, a lot to disrespect two groups of people at once. But on Sunday afternoon in Las Vegas, a Kansas City Chiefs fan found a way to hate black people and Native Americans at the same time. This is what this adult male wrote about this little kid. He accused the kid of being in blackface. Literally, he says the image of a Chiefs fan in blackface wearing a Native headdress leads to so many unanswered questions. Is that fan a kid or a young adult? Are you blind? You absolute. Oh my gosh. The Holy Spirit put a hand over my mouth. Oh my gosh. Ooh. Ooh. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now? This is so stupid. This is so dumb. This is what this male, this racist dude, this racist bigot, Karen Phillips, who's a cowardly racist Karen, totally appropriately named, wrote about this little kid. Kid's in, his face is half red, half black. He's in his team's colors. And, you know, can we stop with this whole, I cannot stand the ignorant progressive appropriation and projection on all things American Indian. I'm so done with it. They have no idea about American Indian history. Like, they don't even understand the history behind Redskin. They probably think all American Indians lived in teepees. They have no clue. They have no clue about different nations. They have no clue about different cultural practices between the nations. They have no idea about different boundaries, different areas, or anything about any nation's history. To them, all American Indians are alike. They're all Indians. They're all the same. They all do the same stuff. They wear the same things. They all make rugs. They all have beads. They all do the same thing. That's what progressives think. That's why they react the way that they do when they see stuff. They also don't understand mascots, apparently. You know, you don't make a mascot of a team after something that you denigrate. You don't make the mascot something that's supposed to inspire courage and resiliency and motivation to go out there and win and be inspirational, be something to which you want to aspire, something which you want to pattern yourself after for victory. You don't select something that you denigrate as your mascot. So they don't understand American Indians because they're all a bunch of racist jackwagons, and they also don't understand sports mascots. But this is what progressives do. So they sit here and they think, oh, red skin, it must mean they think their skin is red. Wow, racist much?